Several Muslim clerics say that polygamous marriages, although illegal, exist in Australia and that they're often asked to perform wedding ceremonies even though the groom already is married. Few, however, will admit to conducting polygamous weddings. Community leaders say that a small number of Muslim men, mainly from Egypt, Jordan or Sudan, had immigrated with two or more wives, although their multiple marriages are not recognised under Australian law. The clerics now ask whether the law should be changed to allow polygamist unions on religious or cultural grounds. Kezar Trad, the president of the Islamic Friendship Association of Australia, believes the law should be changed.
We as a society should say, okay, well, if this woman has willfully chosen to enter into this relationship, make a lifelong commitment to this person to be married, it shouldn't matter. If it was a business and the business had four partners, we'd recognise that. But why don't we recognise it when it comes to consensual relationships amongst adults?
The Quran allows men to have up to four wives if all can be supported equally. Researchers at Sydney University think there's little appetite, though, among the broader Islamic community in Australia for men to be allowed to have more than one wife. The Australian government is firmly against the idea too. The Attorney General's office says the government is not considering amending the laws or in any way recognising polygamous marriage. Those pushing for new laws have pointed out that polygamy unofficially exists in traditional Aboriginal communities in Australia's Northern Territory, and that these relationships are recognised when the government grants welfare benefits. Similar arrangements exist in the United Kingdom. Earlier this year, the British government said it would grant welfare benefits to all spouses in a polygamous marriage if the marriages had taken place in countries where polygamy is legal. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.